The Democratic Party wants the IRS to investigate Republican U.S. Senate candidate Clark Durant. Democratic Party Chair Mark Brewer says Durant's salary and his daughter's salary use up nearly all, we're talking 95% of the money in a charity that's meant to help kids attend private schools in Detroit. Jack, what is this all about?
Well, this is all about, of course, the election campaign. Clark Durant was making strides running against Pete Hoekstra, who's the favorite. There's another candidate who's way behind in the polls. But what this is about is something called the Genesis Foundation, which is associated with the network of Cornerstone Schools, a series of charter schools that Clark Durant runs. It had generally high marks for how well they've educated kids, but the allegations are that Clark Durant and his daughter siphoned off virtually all the money to pay themselves, 95% of it, and the Democrats are asking the IRS to look into that. Clark Durant, of course, denies this, but it's sort of almost a non-denial denial. Most of what he said is, well, my Cornerstone schools do a great job educating kids. So I think certainly some questions about this, and there's certainly some indications that this will be a factor in the primary race.
Does this really matter politically in the long run?
Well, I think it does, Christina. Hoekstra has consistently led the primary race. This is the election next Tuesday to see which Republican will run against incumbent Senator Debbie Stabenow. But Durant was making some strides, but he's still more than 20 points behind. He used to be about 50 points behind. And the conventional wisdom would be that charges like this sort of will blunt his ability to rise any further.
Now, Brewer is also calling for renewed investigations into the party switch of State Representative Roy Schmidt. Schmidt switched from the Democratic Party to the Republican Party just before the filing deadline, and he plotted with House Speaker Jace Bolger on how to keep a legitimate Democrat off the ballot. What's the latest here?
Well, again, this is partly politics. A lot of it is politics. The Democrats want to keep this scandal fresh in the minds of the voters. But there's also are probably some legitimate questions. Now, the Kent County prosecutor, who's a Republican who investigated this, said all this behavior was reprehensible, but he said there wasn't anything directly illegal. I think Democrats are sort of challenging that. It's sort of an incredibly sleazy saga based on the text messages and what the Republicans themselves have admitted. And politically, the more people talk about this, the less good it is for the Republicans. Now, most people think that Roy Schmidt, who is still incredibly running for re-election, is very unlikely to be reelected, but there are two broader questions. Can Jace Bolger hold on to his job as Speaker of the House, and can the Republicans hang on to a majority in the House of Representatives in this November election? The scandal makes both things certainly less likely.
And finally, the U.S. Justice Department is suing Michigan over the failure of some clerks to send absentee ballots to military personnel overseas in time for their votes to be counted. Can you help us understand what's going on here?
Well, legally, the people overseas, military stationed overseas, should have these ballots in a timely fashion so that they can mark them and send them back. They're supposed to be counted by Election Day, and apparently some of these ballots haven't been sent out. It's up to the local clerks everywhere. And what probably will happen, my guess would be, Christina, is that there'll be a federal judge who will order these ballots to be counted after, you know, if they come in late, they'll give them a longer period of grace period in which these ballots can be counted. We're only talking, especially in a primary, about a very small handful of ballots. Most people don't take part in primaries, sad to say. But, of course, it could be significant, and if we remember in the primary 2 years ago, Congressman Dan Beneschek from the Upper Peninsula is there because he won the primary by 15 votes, and this is going to be much more significant in the fall election, and people are already very worried. The Secretary of State's office is worried because they're fighting over all these six or seven ballot proposals going right up to the deadline, and it could be a real mess if they don't get them out to the absentee ballots out to people overseas in that election. So this may be sort of a dress rehearsal for the fall.